Myanmar's Delta needs are critical. A ministry's waiting to respond. The church grows in Zambia as believers meet a community's deepest need. And a pastor practices aggressive forgiveness in Kenya. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. We begin today in Myanmar, where the U.S. Navy says it may cease operations off Myanmar's coast if it can't distribute aid. Myanmar's government is still keeping a tight grip on relief efforts. Mission Aviation Fellowship is another organization waiting to help, says MAF's John Woodbury, who's in Thailand.
We've had a great desire to help after the cyclone hit a month ago now, and we've been working for about that long to get permissions to bring our float plane in from Bangladesh. The float plane did an awesome job when Cyclone Sidr hit Bangladesh this last winter.
Woodbury says more agencies have been given approval. MAF is just waiting for theirs.
We just want to help and love people and do the work God has given us to do. And God's the one who works in people's lives and hearts. And there's battles going on behind the scene that we can't see, and someday we'll know in heaven. Our job is to be faithful.
Up to 130,000 people have either died or are still missing since the cyclone hit May 2nd. Next, accusing two teachers of forcing people to convert to Christianity, 20 Hindu militants barged into a Bible college in India. Voice of the Martyrs Canada reports 15 students at the college in Karnataka were beaten and the teachers were hurt as well. The attackers came into the lecture hall tearing apart Bibles, smashing windows, and destroying furniture. 11 of the militants were later detained. Pray that believers will have the strength to continue sharing the gospel. You're listening to Mission Network News. Zambia should be applauded for the reduction of HIV/AIDS infection rates. However, there are still painful remains from previous infections. Gary Snyder says in Lusaka, where Every Orphan's Hope works,
there's an incredible felt need in the community as they try to address the orphans that have already been left behind by the HIV pandemic. And you wouldn't imagine that that could be an effective church growth strategy, but in fact, it has become just that.
My Father's House orphan homes are sponsored by a church in the West and house 8 children and a widow. Snyder says church growth happens as the community notices the Christian love that radiates from each home.
They're intrigued by a church that, again, moves outside its walls into the community. And even whole households where caregivers have been and the church has been visiting orphans have come to Christ, and then ultimately come to the church to learn more about Jesus Christ.
Go to our website to be a home sponsor. Meanwhile, as Kenyans move back to their homes, Africa Inland Mission is reaching out to them and helping their pastors pick up the pieces. At the very beginning of the violence, one pastor's home had been burned by people that he knew and ministered to. He's moved back to the same neighborhood and talked to those involved about what happened because forgiveness is so important to him. Pray for repentance and reconciliation for Kenyan Christians involved in the violence. And there are 24 million Hausa speakers in Nigeria and Niger, along with another 15 million who speak Hausa as a second language. In these areas, many non-readers are coming to Christ through the audio gospel. However, that's creating a need for more grounding in the Old Testament. Audio Scripture Ministries' Chad Vandenbosch says they're addressing this with the help of a partnering group called Theovision.
Church growth is being stifled by illiteracy and the lack of access to the Scriptures and the truths found in those scriptures. And so they asked us specifically if we could go in and record the Old Testament to have that available as well as the New Testament.
Vandenbosch says the project will cost about $16,000. The audio Old Testament will support missionaries working with these people.
It gives a biblical background that you don't get through the New Testament. It gives a lot of basis for what they're able to hear through the New Testament recordings or able to read in the New Testament. It just gives them a broader picture of the scriptures.
Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Are you looking for a mission trip opportunity? I'd like you to join me on a trip to Guatemala October 5th through the 11th. Travel with other MNN listeners and orphan outreach to serve orphans there by handing out special gifts and sharing the gospel through Vacation Bible School. Follow the link at missionnetworknews.org to apply. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.